Good afternoon. While it was a slow end to the day, shares still managed to lift slightly. The ASX 200 up 9 points, or less than a fifth of a percent, at least closing above the key 6,100 point mark. Even though the gains were small, it at least recouped around a third of yesterday's pullback, and it does still keep us close to four-month highs. We had most sectors improving today, which was helpful, but it also was the first time this week that none of the banks went ex-dividend. So that was quite supportive. Westpac is ex-div tomorrow, so it certainly stood out. It rose by about 1%. Miners, generally speaking, were higher. Some weakness in the gold sector, partly because of a weaker gold price. But the big end of town, as far as the more diversified miners like BHP in particular, but also Rio, both up about 1%. Now, some of the winners today could be found in the retail sector, which certainly stood out. And it seemed to come off the back of a quarterly update from Myer. The department store owner rose by 16% today. Now, sales weren't really amazing. It did fall back by about 2.7% in recent months, but it probably wasn't quite as bad as feared. And it also is a very heavily short-sold stock as well. So keep that in mind when you look at these improvements. But Maya basically said that sales have fallen backwards because of this unseasonably warm weather recently heading into winter. That has meant a pullback and less demand for warm winter clothing and also shoes. But it did also see Harvey Norman and JB Hi-Fi picking up today. In the losers column, infant formula stocks, mainly A2 Milk, which seemed to be the big driver of this. It released an update today and basically said that it still expects to sell between $900 to $920 million this year. While that's almost 70% higher than last year, it disappointed because analyst expectations were about $30 to $50 million above that. So that was the reason for the pullback there. The telcos remain under pressure. Telstra certainly the main reason for this. On Monday, gave a profit warning, and that's seen Telstra shares falling back by about 10% in just 3 days. On the economic front, we had the latest wages price index out today. Essentially, wages are not growing very quickly at all. And between January and March, they've jumped by just 0.5%, 2.1% higher over the year. That's been the case for the last 9 months. So the bad news is that wages are growing slowly. The good news is that the RBA can keep rates on hold for an extended period. Tonight, we've got housing data out of the US. The Aussie dollar's at 74.8 US.